Zone 1.
Chance, go!
Friday. Sport.
Welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the Dons travel to Glasgow with one pundit predicting, lose this game and the league title race is over. It's Celtic against the Dons. Our man with the Aberdeen team as they plan for this one is Dave Galloway. No wins in five for the Dons, but Dave, confidence still high on the eve of this lunchtime showdown.
Yeah, that's right, John. Boss Derek McInnes told me everyone's relishing the trip to Parkhead.
The training's been excellent this week. I think we've tried to concentrate on the positives from last week's game. There was plenty of them. We didn't get the result we wanted, but there was a lot still that we were pleased with. So we look forward to the game. I think Celtic away is always the toughest fixture for any SPL team, and but it's one that we look forward to. Our performances in the last couple of seasons there have been decent. It was we've not always had the result. History will show that Aberdeen have struggled to get results here in the league. But we're encouraged that a few weeks ago we managed to get a win against them with a similar type of performance that we've shown. So we go there recognising the challenge and it's going to be difficult, but we also recognise that we're good enough to get the win we want.
Good chance to make a real statement of intent on Saturday.
I think every game gives you that opportunity, but I think a lot was documented last season, the fact that we couldn't really lay a glove on them when we played them and they picked up all 12 points against us, and that had a significant part in how the season played out, you know. And likewise, obviously, this season, the 3 points we picked up against them has helped to certainly where we are now. So, you know, it'd be nice to go there and put in a good performance and pick up all 3 points again and get closer to Celtic, because that's, when we set out at the start of the season, that was the intention, to try and get closer to them.
Would a victory mean more than just 3 points?
I think, you know, 3 points would be welcome. You know, we want to get them as quickly as possible. We know we'll get back to winning ways sometime soon, and we want to do it on Saturday. We know it's a tough game, but you know, it's a game that we're more than capable of going down there. I think any game you've got to try, and as a manager and coaches, you've got to try and get the balance between attacking and defending right. None more so when you go to Celtic Park.
Now, I've also had a chat with Johnny Hayes, and the wingers looking to give the 1,800 strong travelling Red Army plenty to shout about.
We certainly have a good support following us down, as usual, and they create their own atmosphere for us. So it's something that we look forward to, playing on a good pitch down there as well. So it's all the makings of a big game. It's something that, as a footballer, you look forward to, the big games, the big stadiums. And you want to go there and you want to play well. By the end of the day, 3 points is the most important thing.
Do you feel that Celtic will have the pressure on them, because most people will probably expect them to win? Do Aberdeen go there and, you know, they can play with a freedom because the pressure's not on them?
I think every team in this league that goes to Celtic Park is always an underdog. It's just down to Celtic's success over the last number of years. Going there as an underdog can maybe suit us. You go there, Celtic are obviously expected to win in front of their own fans, so if we can upset that, then we'll obviously be happy.
We'll bring in Dave McDermott and Andrew Shiney at this point. We stopped the rot last week, Dave. Little else, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a game that we looked as though we're not just going to stop the rot, but we're going to get back to winning ways. When the goal was chalked off by Kylie over on the far side, that seemed to signal, I think, a lot of the momentum went out of Aberdeen. And from then on, I think Motherwell took heart and they came right back into it. And it was up to Danny Ward to, in fact, prevent us losing the game in the end. And poor defending for Scott McDonald's goal. He loves
smallest
scoring
guy
against
in the
us.
Park as well.
Yeah, but of course, it was just after Ash Taylor had gone off injured. And the Dons were still regrouping. And I think if Ash Taylor had still been on the park, he would have got to that, because he was getting to most things near, given his height.
Positives to take from it, Andrew, all the same. I mean, the fact that it wasn't a loss. I mean, if we'd lost last weekend, going into this Celtic game, you really would be worried for us.
You would be, but there were some positives. The first 25 minutes of the second half was much more like Aberdeen. I thought the first half was dreadful, to be perfectly honest. Although we got the goal right at the end of that first half, there was such a lack of urgency about any of the play. I must admit, if we'd been up against Celtic last week and put on that first half performance, Celtic would have been out of sight by half time. But we got the goal. That seemed to energise the boys. And as I say, they played well for 25 minutes. And the other positive that you could take out of it was that Mark Reynolds looked to be much sharper in the second half of that game than he was in the first. And it's just, it gave him 90 minutes in his legs. And hopefully, you know, a good week's training will have him ready, because it's going to be a much harder task tomorrow than it was last Saturday.
Just briefly on the goal that never was, I said to you after the match, and I hadn't seen the TV replay at all, I said to you after the match, it looked certainly that Mark was offside, but possibly Adam had only just stayed onside when the ball went across. And you said no, that the entire goal was on.
I think that the goal was disallowed. Mark had run from behind the defender to score, and I think it should have stood. There was a bit of debate about the goal that we got. And Adam, I think Peter Pollitt was still in an offside position, but we'll gloss over that. And
great decision, referee.
It should have been 2-0, and it would have been game over. And as I say, I think not getting the goal, but seemed to knock the stuffing out of Aberdeen a wee bit.
The one thing I was going to say, you mentioned there, Andrew, that had Aberdeen put on a performance like they did in the first half against Celtic, then the Celtic would have been out of sight at half time. I don't actually think that will happen. I think that there might be a case for making that this is a good game to come around, that Aberdeen, there's nothing expected of them. They can go down there and actually just give it a go.
They will. There's no. I don't think there's any doubt that Aberdeen won't give a go tomorrow. And I also think it's so important that, and the manager alluded to it, you know, you've got to stay focused, concentrate for not 89 minutes, but 90 minutes. And
I think Willie Collins, the referee, it's 95 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me started on that.
It's okay, not 11 people will have to concentrate on it for 95 minutes.
You know, the manager was asked by the news guys, you know, did he note, was he preparing playing with 10 men, which, you know, obviously trying to, you can see the road that they're wanting to lead Derek down. He said, no, he really doesn't care who, you know, pay attention to who's the ref. All as bad as each other.
They're all of a certain quality, or lack thereof. Actually, it was Johnny was saying, yeah, we had to play with 10 men for part of it. I was thinking it was Johnny that got sent off.
It was Johnny, yes.
He'd remember.
Yes. But no, I think Aberdeen will know that they have to start the game at a much faster tempo against Celtic, because Celtic will play at a fast tempo, so you've got to match that. Motherwell came up and almost sat there and said, well, come on, Aberdeen, hit us with your best shot. And
to then, be honest, where they are at the moment, I think Motherwell would have been happy enough to go away with a 0-0, any kind of draw.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because that's something for them to then
to cling on to, yeah. Exactly. But it'll be a different story tomorrow, and I think it will be a fast tempo from the outset tomorrow. And when we've played at that sort of pace, we've looked a decent side. And you look at Celtic and you say, well, where are their weak areas? Well, Scott Brown, we know, is going to be missing. Well, we think he's going to be missing. The story has come out of Glasgow that he's away down to London to see a specialist about his knee. So I assume he's not going to be there.
He hopped on board a flight.
Aye, indeed. But their defence has been iffy when it's been put under pressure. So surely that is the way to go, is put them under pressure from the outset and see how they respond. But bearing in mind that you cannot go gung-ho at them, because in Lee Griffiths they've got the informed striker in the country at the moment who seems to be able to score out of absolutely nothing, and you cannot afford to give him any sort of leeway whatsoever, or you're going to pay the penalty.
It's all very well, Andrew, saying, you know, you go down there without being gung-ho, but you've got to have a go. That relies on us having the ball and actually being able to move forward with it. Wouldn't you expect to be at Parkhead and facing, you know, large swathes of attack coming towards you for the majority of the game?
Yeah, but equally, with the large swathes of attack, if we're defending diligently, there'll be the chance to go on the counter. So,
and that probably is where I would raise the point that we haven't been doing that for the last few
games. No, and I think the point Andrew made about the pace of the game, the faster the game is, I think the more it suits Aberdeen's style of play. So, you know, we've got... Peter Pollitt likes playing down the Parkhead.
I thought he looked better last week.
I'm keep my fingers crossed that Peter's playing. I think with Johnny on the left, Peter maybe playing on the right, that we can attack them on the flanks. So We'll see.
Okay, fingers crossed. What does Ronnie Tyler make of Aberdeen as they head to Parkhead?
That's the toughest game is Aberdeen away, and then they have Aberdeen at home. The team who is closest to us, and the team who had had could work in peace for a long, long time with consistency. They have kept all the players for a long period now. They add players to the squad all the time. They have been in a very, very good position. They have done well this year as well. Had a dip now and put themselves in a situation now into the game tomorrow that, of course, it's important game for everybody. But we can really, really put our marks into this league with a victory tomorrow. And I know I have hungry players that want to win that game.
Yeah, league's over if we lose, Dave. First of all, I mean, the best one in the world. How many games are still to come after this? I don't want to turn into Roy Aiken in that season where there's still, you know, so many points to play for. But if it's 7 points ahead, would the league title be over?
No, of course it wouldn't be over at this stage. It would make it very, very difficult, though, if it was 7 points adrift. And obviously, if it was 1 point, it would be a lot easier. So it's a huge game, but it's not the be-all and end-all of the season. Although, if we look ahead to next week and then the international break, Dundee United at home, important one. That's one that we'll be looking to expect to win. Won't be thinking about that till after tomorrow. But in order to approach that one with the right frame of mind, we need to a performance tomorrow in Glasgow. So I think we'll get one.
Celtic, though, you know, we talk about Derek McInnes being under pressure and so many games without a win, or at least the press talk about that. Derek seems relatively relaxed about the entire thing. But Ronnie Dyla is a man that's under pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. He's going to be out of a job by Christmas, according to some people. I think it was Alec McLeish was the latest one to say that winning a treble's no use. You don't keep your job for doing that. You've got to perform in Europe. So if their eye is slightly off the ball tomorrow and looking ahead to the Molde game on Thursday, that can only benefit Aberdeen. But it's just part of the pressure that is involved in being manager of Celtic. That's what you get paid the big bucks for, is to handle that.
It's hard enough playing against 11 men. Paying is probably a Freudian slip. It's hard enough playing against 11 men, but the suggestion here is that it might be against 12 in this topic started by, I've seen the light, who says, guess who's been assigned for this weekend's game? In case you don't know, the referee for tomorrow's game is?
William Collum, Esquire.
William Collum, one of Dave's favourites. And that's the topic this week is. Guess who's been assigned for this weekend's game?
North Sound 1, Friday.
Well, if we take the editing out, there's very little to speak about. Crackadon, you couldn't make it up, really. How could anyone, even the biggest Celtic fan in the universe, argue that this is not corrupt? Strong words indeed. I've seen the light. Let's be optimistic. In the last 3 years, Collum has reffed Aberdeen 16 times, the Dons winning 12 of those, one draw and three defeats. Those three defeats were against United, St Johnstone and last year's Cup semi-final.
What was the username there? Was that Andrew that...
No.
He even reffed an Aberdeen 2-1 win over Celtic at Parkhead in the Scottish Cup last 16.
I saw Andrew raise an eyebrow as if to say, I quite like these stats.
Red Starter Finn says, of all the inept, weak, lily-livered officials in the country... I can't really go on. That was the only repeatable bit. And from Scapegoat, did Sandy Roy ever ref a Dons game?
Yes.
I was looking for you to supply
and he
that.
Never gave the Dons a thing.
Has Gordon Middleton ever run the lines for a Dons game?
Possibly.
Not that I'm aware of, but they never play a semi-final involving the gruesome twosome outside of Glasgow. Lucky that Considine is out of the team at present because he probably wouldn't last the warm-up.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got to wonder who's going to be sent off. I mean, I'd sit there and I think, who's likely to be sent off? Because you expect something to happen.
Well, you do. I mean, Willie Collum has sent off 5 Aberdeen players in the 40 games that he's refereed. That guy went back 3 years. I went back to the start. And
he's just an amateur in comparison to me.
But he sent off 2 Celtic players as well. So I don't think he will sway the game one way or the other, because I think he'll be equally as bad for each or equally as good for each. So I think we just have to put up with who's put in the middle, because as Dave said, they're one as bad as the other. The SFA say they're all brilliant. We all beg to differ in that question.
Okay. I'm with the Turkish official on this one.
Let's get on to the poll, also in Aberdeen Mad. That's where you can find our topics each week as well. The poll says, will the Dons humble the hoops on Saturday, or will it be a Halloween horror show? And the results of the poll, Dave, do you have those handy?
Yeah, it doesn't make great reading. Will the Dons avoid a Halloween horror show and humble the hoops on Saturday? Yes, just 23.5%. No, 76.5%.
Yeah, so confidence at a premium, to say the least.
Ah, but we can still beat them without humbling them.
See, this is why I love this show. Now, let's get on to what our experts actually believe is going to happen tomorrow. So let's start with the teams, and we'll go with your selection, Dave Galloway.
Ward in goals, Logan Taylor, Reynolds and Considine at the back, Jack and Shinney sitting in front, then McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Rooney.
OK, and Dave G. Sorry, Dave Mack.
I was going to say, two Dave Gs. Ward, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney. Flood and Jack sitting, then Pollitt, McGinn, Hayes and Rooney up top.
And Andrew.
I'm just going for the same team that played last week. Ward, Logan Taylor, Reynolds, Shinney, Jack, McLean, McGinn, Pollitt, Hayes and Rooney.
No question over Taylor. He came off early last match. He's okay.
His back had gone into spasm and the manager said he was okay.
Right, okay. So next, the one to watch, the player that you think might make the difference for the Dons. We'll start with Dave Galloway again.
For me, John, it would be Graham Shinney. He could have a vital role to play in steadying things defensively. How much of a chance he'll get to attack, I'm not sure, but he could be a key figure.
Dave Mack?
If I'd gone first, Dave G would have had to change his choice. So I'll go for Johnny Hayes, because I think he likes playing down on the vast pitch that is Parkhead, and Johnny on form is a match winner.
And I'll go for Peter Pollitt for very similar reasons to those that Dave has just put out. I think Peter likes the open spaces of Celtic Park and has good memories of scoring the winner last time we won there.
OK, and finally to the prediction of a scoreline. Dave Galloway.
In my unbiased opinion, 1-0 to Aberdeen.
Andrew Shine.
I'm going to go against the habits of a lifetime.
Oh, no!
And
what?
Okay,
not
predict an
show.
Aberdeen victory.
What?
I'm going to go 1-1.
And finally, you see, this is why I'd leave Dave Mack for last. Here comes a 4-0 Aberdeen.
No, I'm going for 1-1 as well.
No!
Yes.
See, goodness me. Hell has frozen
it's,
over.
It's never happened before.
A double reverse psychology, I think, because I'm always wrong, so... Hopefully
we don't win. See, I knew it was going to be a freaky day. I dropped this lesson just this morning. It landed buttered side up. 5-second rule as well. So that's a 1-1. I'm going to go for a 1-0. I'll stick with you, Dave. I'm going to go for a 1-0.
Thank you, John.
You can get our polls and topics in Aberdeen Mad from about midweek onwards, and you can take part. We always like to hear from you. Now, in the other Premiership games like this, Dundee United versus Ross County. Dave Galloway.
Dundee United, Ross County. I can only see a Ross County win. Dundee United are rock bottom.
Hamilton v St Johnstone. Andrew Shine.
Difficult one to call. Hamilton... always a hard side to play against on that plastic pitch. St Johnstone losing to Partick Thistle last week after hammering the Dons. Share of the spoils.
Inverness against Dundee.
Yeah, I think that might be hard to separate the two sides, so I'll go for a 1-1.
Kilmarnock Motherwell, Dave.
I would go for an entertaining 2-2 draw there.
Okay, Partick Thistle against Hearts, finally, Andrew.
Again, two sides that have played some decent football recently, so I'm going to sit in the fence once again and say it'll be 2-2 there.
Okay, Peterhead against Airdrie last weekend in League One ended in a 2-0 victory. This week they're away to Stenhouse Muir. Manager Jim McAnally.
Tough game. They made a big signing last week with Jason Scotland going there, and we played them a couple of weeks ago and beat them 3-0 at home in the Cup, but I felt as though it was a bit of a false result, and I thought they had too much possession for my liking in the second half of the game. And, you know, we all need to be better than we were that day if we're going to beat them. But as I say, last week, I think we took a lot of positives for that, and hopefully you know, we kick on on Saturday and come back with the points.
For the Highland League teams, a few Highland League fixtures going ahead tomorrow. Bucky versus Lossiemouth, Clach versus Strathspey Thistle. For Martin United are at Huntly, Inverurie Locos at Brora Rangers, and Keith welcome Devon Vale. Scottish Cup second round replays between Forest Mechanics and East Kilbride and Wick Academy against Nairn County. Fort William take on Cove Rangers, Turriff United against Fraserburgh only going ahead for the first time tomorrow in the juniors, Dave.
The Scottish Junior Cup second round are Drossin at home to Devon's side, Banks at Ear down at Camelin, Colony Park entertain Carnoustie Panmure, it's Cruden Bay against Armadale, Granton against Blairgowrie and Parkvale versus Tayport. Tayport manager Dave Bakey's last game in charge. In second round replays, Hermes are at home to Gart Cairn and Lossiemouth United entertain Cooper. The McBookie.com Super League game of the day there is league leader Stonehaven against Dice.
Okay, just very briefly, the Rugby World Cup tomorrow, New Zealand against Australia. Winner for you would be?
I think you've got to fancy New Zealand, but I would quite like Australia to beat them.
You saw the Scotland match, right?
Yes. Oh, that's fine. Yes. Then we can see. If Australia hadn't got through and won, it would have been us that were winning it.
It's schoolboy statistics.
Indeed.
Time, I see.
Yes.
Right, OK. Dave?
I'm going for the All Blacks.
I can't see past them, no. OK, well, we'll find out tomorrow, obviously. That's pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you up to date over the weekend. As always, hang in. Your weekend gets underway big time next with James Barr. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.